Oh my. Hey, baby boy. That was quite an entrance. Making myself a cup of tea. Would you like something? Yeah, sure, sweetheart. I can make that for you. Now that you're here, let me get a look at that beautiful face of yours. Where's that smile that I adore so much? Yeah, I figured not going to be showing its face today. So, you want to tell me why you're upset? Why you're slamming my doors? Well, let me guess. You did overtime again. Oh, that's some extra money. What did your boss really need? Ah, I see. Why did you do that? It's not really your job, is it? Oh, yeah. You're not so good with the boundary setting, are you? I know. You're working on it. Well, of course I want to see you back to your fun-loving self, but that would be an unfair expectation, wouldn't it? To ask you to pretend to smile so that I feel better. Right now you feel like shit. That's fine. Here's your cup. Why don't you come and sit with me on the couch so we can relax together a bit? Come here. Come on. Sit down next to me, you silly puppet. Tell me what happened, That's all right if you don't want to talk about it now. We can simply sit here together and sip, This really is a good cup of tea. You have exquisite taste. Would you like me to nibble on your ear? Whisper sweet nothings in it? Not in the mood? That's okay. No pressure. How about some cuddles instead? I can lay your head in my lap. I can play with your hair. No, you don't want that either. Tough customer. I'm not sure I've seen you this upset before. Oh, I had a thought. What if I tickled you? Does that sound fun? Oh, that's a bit of a smile. Is that a yes? It's not a no. What if I find your weak spots, huh? What if I run my fingers on your neck? Oh, you can close your eyes. Does that feel good? What if I run my hand down your chest? Rub your tummy? Oh, like a little puppy. Yeah? What if I scratch at your ribs? I could run my hand down further and just rub this nice strong quad. You know, see if there's any ticklish spots. Do you want me to stop? I can. You have to use your safe word though. Tickle torture. It was the only thing you seemed mildly interested in. Do you want me to stop? I don't want to. Oh, why do I enjoy this? What a silly question. Because I love to see you let go. Yeah, but I want you to ask me to keep going. Well, I gave you a taste, a teaser, if you will. And you know how I love it when you giggle and squirm for me, but I don't want to pressure you to feel better. We can simply sit here and drink together. I have nowhere else to be. Next to you on this couch, even if you want to process an emotion, is exactly where I want to be. You adorable boy. Or you could squirm for me. No pressure. Now you're mad at me too. What for suggesting tickle torture might be a fun option? Do you need to visit the pouting corner, you little brat? Maybe hold a quarter on the wall with your nose? No? How about this, Mr. Grumpy Gills? I know you have a fantasy about girl sleepovers and pillow fights. How about... Nope. Do you want the pillow? You're gonna have to get it from me. Nope, you didn't quite get it. Not fast enough. Put your cup down, silly. Do you want me to stop? I haven't heard a safe word yet. Oh, you're so strong. Oh, you little thief. How dare you? That was my pillow, and you know what? Keep it. I have better ones in the bedroom. So catch me if you can. What was that? Oh, is that a smile on your face? Are you having fun, baby boy? Well, why don't you come and get me? I have a pillow of my own now. The softer one. Just tossing me on the bed. Why don't you slow down there, big boy? Well, it was supposed to be a pillow fight, not a wrestling match. Oh, you really think you have me pinned down on the bed? Are you so sure about that? Oh, how about I do a reversal and just bump my hips? Ah, well, my little brat. Word of advice. Never underestimate your opponent. I might be small, but remember I took jiu-jitsu. I'm the one in charge here. Little hip bump, a little reversal, and now you're on the bottom. Oh, yeah, you can try to wiggle, but my low center of gravity has you trapped. Now tell me, are you going to behave? Be a good boy? Huh? Or do I need to flog that attitude out of you? Maybe find a punishment? No? Then, all right. My little grumpy puppy. Good boy it is. Are you sure? Then be a good boy and kiss me. There you are. I'll get you next time. Shouldn't have let you grab the pillow. Yes. Oh, baby boy, I would love to snuggle with you. I can just lay down. How about you put your head on my chest, huh? Come on, sunshine. Right here. Then I can stroke your hair. Feeling a little better? Yeah, you need to get better at boundary setting. But for now, how about you breathe for me? Let me touch your hair and you can listen to my heartbeat. That's right. You're home. You're safe in my arms. You can let the world melt away. Melt, pet. That's right, my baby. Oh, your hair's beautiful. love how it feels in between my fingers. Oh, I can feel all the tension melting out of you. If I scratch your head, How about you reach down and pull that nice fluffy blanket over us so we can get all warm and snuggly. There. Oh. Even better. Oh, I love being next to you. You're my safe harbor too, you know. Do you want to talk about it? Tell me what happened. Bad day, huh? Yeah. Sorry, baby boy. Sounds like you have some reasons to feel upset. Did lots of little things pile up, Things that you did alone. Baby boy. So what's the solution for next time, huh? How about you be clear with yourself what your job is? Where your responsibilities are? Well, you're not a slave, silly. You're an employee. It's not all right for you to feel like you have no choice. Adults have conversations about boundaries. Well, that doesn't sound safe, really, for you to be doing that by yourself. I know. You want to be a strong, independent man, but strong, independent men set boundaries. And they communicate. And they say no sometimes. And that's not easy. Strong men don't just become whipping posts. That's not how it works. I want you to take care of yourself. Of course. Think about it this way, love. This is about your health, isn't it? And I mean, this job, it's not forever, but your health is, right? Your health is more important than proving to your boss how much you can do or how tough you are. Well, tell me, how would that turn out, huh? If you just keep doing everything, if you keep overworking, well, chances are he's going to expect more from you. You're training him how to treat you. Every time you risk, every time you overwork without compensation, what are you teaching your boss? Only you can answer those questions. Maybe you're not ready to stand up for yourself in that way. I'm not there, love. I can't tell you exactly what the answer is, but what if the answer's somewhere in the middle? Articulating your boundaries, still being a go-to worker. Yeah, you're training people how to treat you. Just like I train you how to treat me, Might take some bratting, but if it goes too far, oh, there is the bratting corner, isn't it? Where you can pout. Would you like to talk about something else? Okay. But I do want you to think about taking better care of yourself. Taking better care of what's mine, right? Yeah, good boy. Would you like to watch a movie? Can read a story? Oh, next chapter was supposed to be delicious. Okay, which one? No, it's not silly. Why don't you tell me which one you would like to watch? And then I'll put it on. Oh, I can't play cartoon. Why is that silly? Because it's a child show. Who said that? So what? Are grown-ups suddenly not allowed to watch kids' movies? I think that's something a teenager would say. I know lots of amazing adults that love cartoons. Such a silly boy. You get to watch whatever you want. I would like to watch one of those too. I would. Now, my cute pet, I'm gonna move back to the couch where my tea is. Get comfortable there, set up a movie. And you're gonna be a good boy. Go get us some snacks. Something to drink. Yeah? I'll be waiting. Come snuggle me, darling. Let's go.